Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. Today, 2008, your Phillies improved to 50-43. Check that out. 50-43. The stinking Phillies right now have a better record than the Phillies that won the World Series. 50-43, beating the Cardinals 4-1.
Hey.
Looking at that box score, Jamie Moyer improves to 8-6 on the season with a 7-inning, 7-hit, 1-run performance. Ryan Madsen pitched the 8th, one out in the 9th, and then Juan Carlos, J.C. Romero, finished it off for the save. His first. Like Bradley's wasn't available.
Where was Brad at? Lights out Lidge.
Ryan Howard, 2-for-4.
Oh, what's that average up to?
Yeah, 234.
Uh-oh, it's climbing.
Happened the rest of his box score,
man.
It was
209, I think, when we first started.
It was under 200.
It was under 200 when we first started this.
Pat the Bat was hitless. You had Chase Utley with a hit. Shane Victorino, 2 hits. Jimmy Rollins. Jeff Jenkins, 2-for-4.
Ah, Jeff.
Behind the plate. How about that Chris Coast? Everybody's favorite backup catcher, Chris Coast.
I forgot about Chris Coast, yeah.
Dauber even got a pinch hit.
That's all Dauber did.
That's all he did, man.
Dauber was the best pinch hitter in baseball.
Well, we mentioned Brett Myers and what he was doing at this time. His professional low in 2008, he sent down to the minors. Remember, he was struggling big time. So they sent him down to Lehigh Valley. He was there from July 2nd to the 10th. Then he was in Reading July 12th, and then he was even in Clearwater after that. Then he came back up, and he contributed in the playoffs, man. So it was, but that was a tough year for him.
Yeah, wasn't that the year while he was down in Florida? Wasn't he somewhere and something happened?
2006, he had the domestic issue.
No, I wasn't talking about it. I thought he sort of slipped getting in his truck or something.
There was something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, some kind of a, I didn't believe it.
Yeah,
nobody believed it. Yeah. Yeah, I slipped in the shower. Oh, sure you did.
Something happened. Yeah. Never mind.
Also in the sports world, the ESPN NFL coaches poll voted this player the dirtiest in the NFL.
In 2008, let me guess.
2008, 18 coaches responded, 11 chose this player.
Rodney Harrison.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's easy. Eagles also released a calendar, an eco-sexy calendar. Going green movement was picking up steam. The Eagles cheerleaders posed in organic swimwear and eco-accessories for the 16-month calendar printed on mostly recyclable paper.
We got that? We don't have that? We don't have a copy of that one?
I Googled it.
No? Oh.
Look good.
Are they recyclable swimsuits?
Also this week in 2008, Brett Favre notified the organization that he was coming out of retirement and would like to be traded or released. They declined. And they said, we're not releasing you, and Aaron Rodgers is our quarterback. So they traded Favre to the Jets in the first week of August. So there you go. That's 2008.
Dude, that Brett Favre thing was one of the most draining.
So nauseating.
That was so draining.
It's like LeBron,
man.
Jordan. It's like, yes, what are the other annoying sports?
That's what it was.
The anthem stuff.
That's what it was.
Because you had the guys like Skippy, who was pro Brett Favre.
They love Brett Favre,
Like, what do you care?
Did Brett Favre play. You let him play.
Right, yeah. It's like, gee, I don't know. Is that fair to everybody else on the team? Like, you should know whether you want to play or not. Such a diva.
Is that the one where you said his daughter told him to come back?
God, there were so many. I don't remember.
It was like 3 of them.
The Jets didn't work out well, and then did he retire again, went to Minnesota, or he just went to Minnesota?
That Jets thing more than didn't work out well. That was the pitcher.
Disaster.
The phone pitcher.
The text message of of the member. And then he goes to Minnesota, and it's Bounty Gate. So he's in Minnesota, and that's where Bounty Gate came from. He took a beating in that NFC Championship game.
Chili called me. That's what he used to call Brad Childress.
Chili. Ah, that Chili was the coach.
Yeah, Chili was the coach.
There you go.
Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!